I think it's a great move. It's a great promise that we have seen the pathway is now becoming very clear, the pathway to peace and stability. And as you said, the agreement has three main points that I'd like to share, and I think they're very important. One is permanent ceasefire, which commences on the 30th of June, which is Saturday. This Saturday, it will commence, permanent ceasefire. And the permanent ceasefire, they have done all the necessary arrangements that are required for them to accomplish during the cessation of hostility agreement that they signed. The second thing is they're going to do security sector reform, specifically looking into the army, police, and other security organs, and that they should be inclusive, and they should be free from tribal and ethnic affiliation. And then the third point is they will resume the oil production as a way of improving the economy, and Sudan will take the security of the oil field in unity special block 1, block 2, and block 4, and then Tarajal's block 5A. But also they have agreed to continue finalizing the bridge proposal of EGAD within the given framework this particular station, which is starting from Khartoum on Saturday on the high-level revitalization for 11 days. Mm-hmm. So I think these are great commitments, and there's a one binding principle that all of them have agreed on. They have agreed on a binding principle that all of them as South Sudan political leaders, the president of Riek Machar and the other political leaders like the FDL, they'll be working together hand in hand, and they will resume their historical responsibility.
Right.
That means Riek will come to the first vice presidency, the FDL will assume their positions, other political parties will assume their positions, Tigray will assume their positions. But this will depend on if they can reach a power-sharing formula, which will be negotiated within the spirit of analyzing the bridge proposal of EGAD.
Mm-hmm. What should be done differently to make sure this time around the hopes of the South Sudanese people does not shrink?
I think there's a key action that are needed from the principals, and specifically this goes to His Excellency our President Salva Kiir and Dr. Riek Machar. One is this renewed pledge of commitment for peace and stability require the following. One, require an immediate instruction of the ground forces to commit themselves to the provision of so-called permanent ceasefire.
Right.
So the permanent ceasefire that reached, they need to inform. Because the number of the challenge we have is that agreements are signed today and they're violated tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you start finding some excuse that, look here, the flow of information between the high leadership and the ground force normally is very poor because there's no technology of communication in South Sudan. But the question I have is, why not the same thing happen on violation? So if they sign today, they violate tomorrow. Why don't they sign today and expect it tomorrow?
Mm.
So I think one thing they needed is that instruction to the ground forces to observe the permanent ceasefire provisions from Saturday. Because we have seen what has happened in the previous attempts that were done. That's one. Two,
sure.
The second thing is availing political will and good faith politics. Our principles, they start from the president, all the political parties have to have a political will and good faith politics. Right? That's essential.
Hmm.
And the region has been wished, or the region has been asked under this agreement. Let me be something I'd like to clarify. There's asks that were being done in this Khartoum declaration. One ask is EGAD and AU are asked to deploy troops to observe the implementation of permanent ceasefire. I think EGAD and AU need to be effective so that they can deter, because they become a deterrent force.
Hmm.
Then the other thing they've asked is that Sudan will play a big role in providing the protection to the oil field. But the question is, how guarantee are we if we don't have a clear framework on that security protection of the oil fields? We shall not have illegal exploration of oil. So those are things. But of course, it comes under the principle if South Sudan needs. But the agreement says the first responsibility of South Sudan is to protect the oil fields. But if they need, then they can take Sudan's assistance.
Right.
I think these are things that are needed, and dissemination is needed.
Mm-hmm.
And for dissemination, I'm calling on all the parties to allow civil society to freely disseminate this information around the Khartoum Declaration.